Good morning, Aurel. Today is Tuesday, 3rd of March, and in studio Andrea, Yahalom, and a volunteer from France. Right now it's hazy with 21 degrees Celsius, and the forecast for today is partly cloudy with temperature range from low 23 to high 29 degrees Celsius. Heat index supposed to be on 30 degrees Celsius, and the wind supposed to be blowing from east-northeast with 18 kilometers per hour. Later on should be clear with western winds with 15 kilometers per hour. Moon is waning crescent and 13% of it is illuminated, and tomorrow is a new moon. Sun rose this morning at 6:25 a.m. and will set down at 6:20 p.m. Tonight at 8 p.m. at Sri Aurobindo Auditorium Bar at Nivas, Pavilion of Indian Culture, we can see interesting multimedia dance performance named Repeated Act of Giving. This performance is a contemporary narrative of the Kolam through the use of dance language and multimedia, and it is work of Grace Kedatela and Savitri Maha with Sasikant Somo, Danny Beecher and Joy and Jean Legrand. Between 5 p.m. and 7 p.m. at conference room in town hall this afternoon will be introduction of program of International Zone of Orville for the workshop Aligning One Soul with the Soul of Your Nation. On Friday, Saturday and Sunday, this experiential workshop will be held at Pavilion of Tibetan Culture between 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. every day. Presenters are Wolfgang and Soleil, founder of the Hladina Method, an evolutionary healing approach which is applied in several countries and also in Auroville for the last 6 years. Method is based on Sri Aurobindo's and Mother's vision and yogic experiences. With the help of Wolfgang, this method has recently been adapted to apply to the discovery of Soul of the Nation. We know it well. It is very essential for the realization of the International Zone of Auroville to develop our awareness of the soul and genius of our nation, as well as the other nations. It is a great learning process to foster, yet not an easy injunction to respond to. Tomorrow at 6 p.m. at Sri Aurobindo Auditorium Bar at Nivas, Pavilion of Indian Culture, starts a 3-day film festival, a panorama of contemporary Indian films. About it and about some good films we will have a chance to see those 3 days, we talked with Surya. Surya, good morning.
Yeah, good morning, Ayam.
Another weekend of interesting things coming up.
Yeah, this weekend it's a film festival. It's an Indian panorama of the films that have been produced in India in the past year, 2009 or 2010, and films from the different states of India, like Bengal, Maharashtra, Tamil Nadu, Kerala, and so on. So it's a way to bring those films in Auroville so that the people can discover the different cultures of India and the cinema of India, which is like outside Bollywood, let's say, or outside the commercial mainstream. There are feature films, except one, which is long, but which is not a story. It's a documentary about an Indian music group from Delhi. And the title of the film is Living Home. And it's about this group named called Indian Ocean. It's a rock fusion, a lot of Sufi songs and folk songs from Rajasthan, from Bengal. They are doing amazing work, these musicians. And they are very interesting. It's full of interviews.
All this film is going to be screened in Bharat Nivas.
Yeah, it's all screened in Bharat Nivas in 35mm films, celluloid films, as mostly in festival. It's also projection in 35mm.
So it's going to be
films.
Tomorrow, Saturday and Sunday,
yes,
from 6 to probably 10, 11?
10, 30, 11, yes. Two films per evening, plus the additional one on Saturday, on Sunday afternoon with the documentary and the music.
Have you prepared some refreshments for the break time?
Yes, we have some tea time between the two films in the evening. So the Indus Valley is preparing some delicious powa, which is some dish from Maharashtra, I think, and the lemon tea with jaggery.
And tell me, selection of the films is whose work?
This is the work of Aurofilm, and Aurofilm is basically two people. But this year, unlike last year also...
Which are these two people?
It is Gerard, the founder, the main person since all these years, since the early 80s. Gerard from the early times, Gerard Carabin, and Surya, myself. And Gerard has been going to Goa, the film festival of India, the international, the main one, and he chose the films for this selection.
Are we going to have a chance to see any of the directors or actors?
Well, this year we are so sorry. We wanted to invite Mr. Maniratnam and his wife, Suhasini Maniratnam. He's a Tamil film director, and we have a wonderful film from him, which is called Ravanam, It's an adaptation of the Ramayana. It's not said like this, but it's like you can follow the crux of the Ramayana. A little bit another perspective, maybe. But it's a great film with a lot of music, big scene, landscapes and...
That's one nice on Saturday. Yeah?
Yes, Saturday evening. And unfortunately, Mr. and Mrs. Maniratnam cannot make it to Auroville. So... And we had based our invitation on that, so unfortunately we don't have anybody else. We will have to present the films ourselves, which is a bit of pity.
Since this movie, except one, they're all in Indian languages, Hindi, Bengali, Malayalam, Tamil, Marathi. There will be any translations?
They are all subtitled. Because we can hear the original language, you can hear the Maharashtrian language, the Malayalam language, the Bengali language, Hindi, and you have subtitles. Of course, you have to read, but it's a good exercise, we can say.
And
we
have to English subtitles or French?
English, oh no, English always. Mm. We are in a mostly Anglophone, English speaking country, so it will be English subtitles, of course.
You expecting a lot of people to come?
I hope. I expect. I don't know. I never know how, what to expect from Auroville and the visitors. But I hope they will come and enjoy. I hope the people are curious to discover the films which are lesser known. No, it's like.
But they are good in quality.
Oh yes, very good. Yeah. Most of them are debut film from the first time film director made a film, but some of them are with confirmed directors like Ritu Parno Ghosh from Bengal or Maniratnam from Tamil Nadu. I think the first one, I Am Kalam, is an interesting and inspiring movie. The second one is by this famous Bengali film director, so I want to see one of his films. And so on, like this. And
are there going to be any special ceremony for the opening and the closing?
No, since we have no guest guest star or guest invitee, it will be a simple thing, but we hope it will be worthwhile.
Okay, yeah, we can enjoy.
Thank you.
Thank you, thank you.
Today and tomorrow at conference room in town hall between 10 a.m. to noon and between 1:30 to 4 p.m., Accessible Auroville Samartyam workshop is going on. Accessibility and capacity building training will be conducted by trainers from Samartyam. Samartyam National Organization from Delhi is coming to Auroville to offer a second workshop about access awareness and sensitization to give trainees how to become expertized in creating accessibility. The training will cover access needs of disabled persons, principle of universal design, advocacy and representational skills and strategies for the implementation of accessibility codes and guidelines to make Auroville completely accessible. General meeting on housing initially planned on March 10th at 5 p.m. is postponed until further notice. The Residents' Assembly Service decided that all the necessary preparation has not reached a satisfactory stage of elaboration to be presented to the community. At World Cafe in Swedam, weekend will be in the spirit of art event, which should benefit to the Hibiscus Art Village project. On Friday, after special dinner, we can enjoy in different music concerts, dance and jam session. Saturday will be packed with workshops on art theme throughout the day, with Spanish buffet for lunch, and evening again will be in spirit of music and dance performances. Lord, with all the simple sincerity of my being, I offer all falsehoods at thy feet, that thou mayest transfer them into truth. The Mother. Thank you for listening to us, and you can contact us on ourradio.org.